We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are joined by Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors with the latest job numbers. What's it look like, Mike?
Yeah, John, we just a few minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, the unemployment rate stayed the same, 3.7%. New jobs, non-farm payroll, 164,000 to the upside. Good number. It's about in line with expectations for most analysts out there, a little lower than I had anticipated. And, John, as is so often the case when we go through these numbers, do you want to be a glass half full or a glass half empty sort of interpreter here? Because 164,000, even with the previous 2 months revision, keeps our 3 month rolling average, about 140-ish thousand. So that's a good number. Now, is that number as good as it was 6 months ago or as good as it was a year ago or a year and a half ago? No. So our rate of job creation is slowing, but it's still a positive number. The unemployment rate holding steady at 3.7. That's historically a very low number. And the labor participation rate, and this is something you and I alluded to earlier this morning, John, actually continues to increase. We're at 63% now. So there's some good numbers in there, but clearly we're seeing, a little decline in the rate of growth relative to what we've gotten used to over the last couple of years.
So that labor participation rate, that's one of the things that we watch to see if people are ducking out of participation in employment or whether they're trying to get in and get a job.
Yeah, and that has been on a fairly steady rise over the last couple of years as more jobs are out there.
Well,
jobs
since Donald Trump.
We talk about the jolts. However we get there, more people that were not even looking for jobs, so they weren't included in the unemployment rate because they weren't even looking for a job. They weren't working and weren't going to change that. Now are at least in the fray, either working or looking for jobs. And that's why we didn't have the unemployment rate go down, even with 164,000 new jobs, because we had more new entrants or most likely re-entrants into that makeup. The other thing that will happen, John, depending on whose highlights you want to listen to, clearly we saw in the last couple of months a slowing in new jobs in the manufacturing sector. That's a political hot button now. It's going to stay a political hot button, and it got reinforced with the China tariff news yesterday from the president. And imagine both sides are going to try to put their spin on that. But I know that's one number that you'll look at because you're always concerned about not just how many jobs, but where are they?
Yeah,
we tend to focus, I'm not saying right or wrong, but we tend to focus on the manufacturing jobs. We got pluses there, but not as big a plus as most anybody would like to see. So, and we'll chew on all those numbers over the weekend and talk about it more on Monday.
Yeah, last few moments, though, the president has riled some people up with his tweets about tariffs.
Sure.
You have an opinion about that?
John, you and I have talked about this off the air regularly. Tariffs are and always have been a portion of trade negotiations, a portion of taxation amongst sovereign countries. And so what you have here is certainly the biggest one ever because you have the two biggest kids on the block. And what did they say? Ultimately, they're going to tangle. That's happening. And that has always happened historically. We've just never seen it happen right in front of us before and actually get a blow-by-blow play-by-play from the guy that's actually doing the negotiating. These are historically done in the proverbial smoke-filled back room, and this one's happening right out in front for everybody to see, whether you're talking about protests in Hong Kong or whether you're talking about the president tweeting here and getting some volatile reactions in stock markets. Tariff negotiations, nothing new. Everybody in the free world, and by the way, most of the world is free now watching it, that is very new, and we're still getting used to it.
Yeah. He really does put it on the front page of the paper, though, something that would normally be in the business section.
I guess in theory, if we are going to be in a democratic republic or something close to a democracy, and you don't have anything to hide, you should be able to do your negotiation right out front.
Right.
It's an interesting concept, and we'll see how it plays out. But for big things like 5G and you know, how we're going to have intellectual property in this much flatter world, in this very fungible world that we live in, these trade negotiations are probably pretty important for the next, well, certainly for the rest of my life and maybe for the rest of my kids' lives or grandkids' lives. Who knows?
Okay. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. I appreciate you coming back on this morning. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, have a great weekend out there.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!